Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Robin Salko, who is a volunteer at the Chai FM helpline, just to give us a bit of a report card as to where we are and what the future looks like. Robin, good afternoon to you, and awesome to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Simon. Awesome to be with you. At least I'm not as nervous as when I used to bring home my report cards from school, because this report card reads far better, Simon.
Okay, so that's really interesting. Let's talk about that, because at first I got to tell you, when Kathy mentioned that she was thinking of starting a Chai FM helpline, I thought, really? Is there a need for it? You know, why? So, yeah, give us the report card.
So, just to tell you, we've been growing at a phenomenal rate since we started, getting more and more inbound calls. From one we received towards the end of June at 1 a.m. in the morning, it took an hour and three quarters to calm a young gentleman down who had lost his mom in an accident when he's age 5. He had not seen his father. He had a little baby girl who lived with his girlfriend, and he was suicidal and depressed and sitting with a long blade in his hand. Oops. And trying to decide where the best position would be to effectively slit his wrists and end his life. So with patience and a lot of care and empathy, we spoke him through, the counselor on the line spoke him through what he was going through. We managed to get permission to call his sister. We got him off to a psychiatrist and a psychologist, which was organized. We checked up on him on the next day to see that that had happened. And then we got a call for 2 days to say, thank you so much. You saved my life. I'm stabilized now. I'm on medication. I've gone into business with a friend, and I'm hosting my own radio show. Now, isn't that a good news story, Simon?
That's more than a good news story. I mean, that just justifies one existence if ever one needed a reason for justification. You saved a life. And what does our religion say? If you save one life, it's as if you save a world. I mean, what a remarkable, remarkable thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely awesome work that the volunteers are doing. We had a case towards the end of July when a person's home in Alexander was destroyed. They called into the helpline. She was desperate. She said, I have no roof. I have no beds, no doors, no windows, no cutlery, no crockery, no clothes. So our helpline volunteers got together. We put the word out to our friends, and we all organized the collection. By that night, she'd had bedding and sleeping bags and whatever she needed organized by the volunteers. And on Women's Day, which was a nice day to do it on, we kept collecting for her and delivered basically her very essentials to her. Her neighbors have pitched in and helped put on a roof over the roof back over their heads.
Yeah.
And they've got the basics. But isn't that heartwarming, Simon?
Absolutely, totally heartwarming. I'm just, you know, it's all very well. Those of us who live in the north are very much insulated with what's actually going on, the reality of what is going on out there, the strain, the financial strain. Are you finding that that is translating into a whole bunch of mental issues?
Absolutely. I've just put down the phone from a call now. Somebody absolutely desperate for a job. I think this week alone, 4 or 5 people in the community, even in the north, have been retrenched and are desperate, desperate for work. And the man said to me, I'll do anything. I just need to work. And just to support them through their process and try help and encourage is amazing. We don't always succeed in that area, and it's a hard ask to fill in getting employment for people. But where we can, we have connected them up, and we have made a difference. And I have to also share another quick thank you. Do I have time?
No, you do. You've got 2 minutes.
2 minutes, so I'll be brief. I'll tell you, it was one night in August that we received a call from a very distressed friend to say that her friend in Natal had called her, and she'd taken some Radix, and she was calling it an end to her life. She had a history of previous cutting and suicide as well.
Yeah.
We were desperate to get hold of the police and the hospitals and anybody we could in her vicinity. All failed because everything was, except hospitals answered, but they were not about to dispatch a search party for us. When we phoned the police station, they didn't answer because they were on lockdown because of COVID. And our brilliant volunteer decided to call a private security company, Simon. They went out on behalf of the helpline of their own accord. He said he's got a friend who's a policeman and they're going to go see what's going on. The volunteer was terrified that this woman's children would come home and find her dead when they'd gone to school.
Oh, and, my goodness me.
Yep. Her older son arrived, Simon. He opened the door and, you know, by eventually throwing stones on the roof and eventually got her awake and they got her off into hospital in time. So all's well that ends well, but people are desperate and that's financial strain.
No, I understand that. I really do. We've got a question from unsigned. Pity it's unsigned, but I think it's the question of the afternoon, actually, and it's as follows. It says, hi, Simon. How can an ordinary individual help and or volunteer? This is your chance to punch yourself. Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of helping at the moment, I'm happy to give the helpline number and the person, which is 0800-242436. He is welcome to call into me and I can tell him how he can help now. We're finishing a set of training other volunteers at the moment, but there will be more because the need is increasing. So we're always excited to have people who want to join our fantastic team.
Robin, that is actually, no, I don't want to end like that. I want to end by saying thank you. Thank you for doing, what would they say, Avodat Kodesh. That is just the most important work that you are doing. And thank you on behalf of all of us for doing what you do.
We're privileged to do this, Simon. And God bless you and the radio station because we carry your name. So take good care and keep safe.